Yo, 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 how y'all doing? How y'all doing? This is Deontay Garrett, also known as Big Sir, here on behalf of Another Chance Foundation. I want to keep you guys up to date on what's going in with prison systems in the midst of this coronavirus. And so that's what we'll be doing right now, figuring all of this out, kind of on the move. So bear with me. I want to give you some updates on what we've been getting from prisoners thus far. Coming from one, what I'll do, I'll just read a few of these emails that we've been getting and let you know kind of what I've been reading on as far as articles and stuff like that, just to keep you guys up to date. Any information that you all have, man, we would love to hear it. Feel free to email us, follow us on Facebook, let us know what you want to be here, what you want us to talk about. And so we want to be the place to be during this time for prisoners and for their families being affected by the coronavirus. So this is from an inmate currently. He says, gratitude for thinking of us during this crisis. That is sure making changes in our prison system. As of now, in Berlin, New Hampshire, we're on modified lockdown. The lockdown consists of interacting only with inmates housed in the same unit. But this measure taken is fortified due to the fact that different correctional officers are working the units in communal areas daily. None of the inmates here that we know of have the virus. We are highly aware of the strong possibility of the correctional staff introducing it to the facility, and with that in mind, the inmates in the unit are doing what they can to maintain safe sanitary environments. With great reluctance, we try to keep our distance from the officers, but being subjected to shakedowns and pat searches heighten the amplified fear of it being transmitted by one of the correctional staff. The information that we received from them has informed us that no one here in this facility has contracted the virus. However, after reading the information that was distributed recently about two officers from the Federal Bureau of Prisons testing positive for the coronavirus, and one of them is from this prison, indicates that we have been receiving vital information for control purposes or whatever reasons. That information was given today. Viruses spread aggressively in the prison systems about 9 times out of 10. It was introduced by correctional officers. When the H1N1 hit, I experienced firsthand how prison welcomed the virus and infected 25% of the prison in a week. At this time, I was in the location. Other than the washing of the hands and cleaning our surroundings, there's nothing that we can do to lessen our chances of receiving it from one of the prison guards. It's going to enter the facilities. It's just a matter of when. This virus appears to be unstoppable right now. It's like those who have contracted it, even if they're recovering from it, will remain carriers of it. And that's a supremely dangerous thought. That's why when it hits the prison, some of us will literally be on death row. Man, for a prisoner to feel that way, to be saying that, it's huge. I think that there are many inmates who are afraid, and like he was saying, not at fear of them dying, but the fact that people around them, those at risk in the prison system, will be dying because of this. And the reality is prison leadership has to act now. And I've said this on multiple other videos, but I'm not here to bash the prison leadership. But what I am here to do is to make sure that they understand that we understand as the people that there are going to be pros and cons to any decision that you make. But to not make a decision at all is a failure to our community and to our prisoners, because it's going to get into the prison system and it's going to have a huge impact. And the best thing that we could do is keep as many people safe as possible. Now, there are many prisons who are stepping up and releasing people, many jails, rather. I don't think the Federal Bureau of Prison has done much yet, but there is a confirmed case in the Federal Bureau of Prison. So now, because they're kind of the big dog when it comes to this, we're really waiting to see what they do, because their decision is going to impact everyone, in my opinion. So, man, there needs to be a mass release of prisoners. Those prisoners who are at risk, the elderly, and I know that's going to be tough in a sense because those are usually your mentors in the prison, but those guys have family, those women have family that they need to get back to, that they need to be safe around. There was one woman, and I'll share this story with you. She emailed us, and our CEO, Tawanda Vendroff, has a, man, great connection with so many families and so many inmates that shoot her emails on a daily to keep her up to date, which is how we'll be able to keep you up to date. But there was a woman whose husband had been charged with some assault charge or something like that in 1985, and he's been in prison for about 35 years, maybe more now. He has cancer. But one thing that she said that was really impactful to me is something that this inmate just shared as well about a lot of guys going to end up on death row. She said he was sentenced to a certain amount of years, but he wasn't sentenced to death. And she was saying that if they choose to keep my husband in prison during this time, he will die, because if he gets that disease and there's no cure for it, he will die from it. And we've seen that. There's evidence of that. That population is passing, especially because he's a man, but also because he already has the underlying health condition. So we have to do something. And I know that comes with its risk. It absolutely does. There are prisons giving their inmates bleach, from what I heard. I mean, hand sanitizer, and that comes with its risk. I mean, that stuff is viewed as contraband. But this is not a normal situation. So you're not going to be able to continue as if it was. We have to make drastic decisions, and we have to make them now. I'll share another email with you all before I get ready to close out from a different inmate. It says, "Hello, I would like to update our situation here. It's Monday the 23rd. That's when we got this one." He said, "We were just informed they have inmates being transferred from other prisons that are not going to quarantine them properly. They're going to bring those new inmates into population and lock the inmate population down in order to quarantine them and us. The staff also mentioned they are confused on what to do in a situation like this. They're not getting the proper information or guidelines to contain this virus from the population. Pretty much what they're saying is we're effed if we get one case here. They're going to lock us down on Tuesday to run commissary. They weren't going to give us commissary, only hygiene. We bucked and told them we ain't locking down unless we have food in our cells. So they gave us the option when we haven't been bad to get commissary. They keep taking things away from us, like the law library, recreation, and mainline food. They're giving us a modified move where only one unit can go to recreation for rec. They're also cutting certain programs, like drug treatment programs, for us to get home early by locking us down on Tuesday. I just want to say, if our staff here are confused and lost on what to do here, then our fate here is already determined. I can understand the staff saying that this job only pays as good as Walmart if they don't want to be here. So when stuff hits the fan, we are the last priority. And probably if it gets worse, we might just be dead in our cells. I don't want to think like that, but I must expect the worst and hope for the best. The staff here really don't care what happens to us. They're so scared they might bring the virus to us. I don't know why they continue to bring inmates from other states to here, when I thought there was an order from the president to seize all transfer from other states. It doesn't make sense. I pray and stay vigilant and try to stay clean. But what's to come is beyond anyone's control. I just don't want to be here for all of that. I will fight to see my family again. Don't know how, but I know the Lord has something for all of us. I pray for everybody's safety, and hopefully people can be considerate and respectful to others during this crisis. Only see it getting worse. I pray for the staff and their families to be safe. God bless us all." And once again, just another heartfelt email from an inmate who is afraid, who sees that the workers there at that prison don't really seem to care, and they're afraid. And here's the thing, like, the correctional officers, they are afraid. And they don't want to bring it to their families, but I'm sure they're also aware that they're the ones that are kind of bringing it in. And but once it gets in, it's just going to spread. It's going to spread throughout the prison because the upkeep of prisons are normally not kept well. So that's the big issue, guys. We really have to come to a point where we start making these big decisions. I think that the major issue here is the United States was kind of behind in reacting to this coronavirus thing. Everybody had to react to it because nobody knew it was coming, right? So everybody across the world had to react to it. We were kind of slow in reacting to it, and therefore it's just a trickle effect on down. Now our prison systems, who are usually neglected anyway, are waiting for some reason to react to it. Now I won't say it to bash them because some are reacting to it. There are jails releasing. There are state prisons releasing. I'm not sure if any Federal Bureau of Prison has released any inmates yet. I know they're kept a little bit better because of finance reasons. And my brother, I have a brother also in prison. He tells me that. So, just from what we've been hearing, though, not much is being done from what we've been hearing from inmates and families are. Of course, there are some families that view this as an opportunity just to get their loved one out. And if it's that, it's that. But if you have a guy that's not committing, that hasn't committed any nonviolent, any violent crime, and not having issues in jail, just waiting on a bond hearing or waiting on his court date or whatever it may be, release that guy. Because if he's at risk, that guy or woman, because if they're at risk to really be affected by this virus and you don't pull them out, then that's on you. And I just have to say that blatantly, this is not a normal situation for the people on the outside, as well as the inmates on the inside. And we understand that, and that's what I'm saying. There are going to be pros and cons to whatever decision that you make, prison leadership, but you have to make a decision. Something has to be done, and if you choose to just sit there and let it happen, I think there are going to be many deaths because of it, and people will pay for that. So I just want to express my gratitude to prison leadership at this time and say thank you because I know you will make those hard decisions. I know you will make the right decision, and I pray for your families as well. I pray for correctional officers. I pray for inmates. I pray that at the end of the day, God is in control, and he's going to place us all where he wants us to be, and he's going to love us in the midst of wherever we're at. And so, man, I really just hope that you guys feel free to reach out to us if you have anything that you want us to talk about, any information you'd like us to share. We are extremely grateful to be a platform to be used to filter out information to the community, to the prison. A lot of prisoners at this point are just asking for prayer. They know there's not much that people can do, but what we can do, there are petitions out there that need to be signed. There are letters that can be written. There are people that have direct connections with some of these big decision makers. We need you speaking on behalf of the inmates. Free those that can't be. So make a decision. We love you. We thank you for your service. And I just pray that everyone's safe. I know people are hurting. I know people are crying. And I'm just going to end with a word of prayer for us all. Father God, just so grateful for you. I'm grateful for your shelter, your provision over our lives, Lord. I pray that if anyone doesn't know you, they come to know you, Father God, and know just the impact of a relationship with Jesus Christ. We're so thankful for your love, so thankful for your guidance. Be with us in our hurts. Let us come to you as a refuge and be bold when we declare your name. Thank you so much, Father God. We pray against sickness. We pray against, Father God, financial fall through. I just pray that you remain strong in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.